instant bezorchin atome sheretz. But if somebody touched the sheretz today, even though all he has to do is go to the mikveh now, and when it comes Harash Shemesh at night time, he'll be Torah tit kotchim. Still we say, cause the money did not go to the mikveh, you can't shecht for him. You can't bring a korban pesach. That's Rav's big kiddush. Even though it's possible for him to go to the mikveh today, and then he will be able to eat at night time, still Rav says, before he went to the mikveh, nothing doing. Right now he mamash has tumor on him, and he's not a person that's royal to eat the korban, you can't bring the korban for him. The time of Parsha Kamei will soon explain what's Rav's reason. The Ula Ama Ula says no. Af Shechtin Vezorchin Atom Sheretz. Azoy Da Zayin. Ula says yes. Even though this person touched the Sheretz today, so what? Let him go to the mikveh later, and then at night time he'll be able to eat the korban. So this is a person that could eat the korban. You're allowed to shecht the korban pesach from right now, even though we didn't go to the mikveh yet. Shreti Gemara Ula Rav. Maich not Tzvul Yoyim. Rav is masking to our Mishnah. He said before, Tzvul Yoyim, that means if you did go to the mikveh already, even though you can't eat kashrim till night time, then you could bring a korban pesach for him. So why? Because even though now he can't eat the korban, but when it comes night time, this man teeth, then he's Torah, he's allowed to eat it. Shreit Gemara, according to Rav, Tomei sheretz nami. Even though this person touched the sheretz today, right now he's Tomei, but chazil yurta. At night time, if he goes to the mikveh in the daytime, at night he's royal to eat the korban. So why does Rav say on this person he can't bring a korban pesach? Have the Gemara mechusa tefillah. Teretz says, this person who touched the sheretz, we're talking about before he went to the mikveh. Before he went to the mikveh, since he's missing, going to the mikveh, he's called a person that's not roy for korban pesach right now. He's tamei, you can't bring a korban for him. For the Gemara, a tful yoyim means a person who touched the sheretz, but he already went to the mikveh. So even though he went to the mikveh, for the Gemara, nami mechus er shemesh. But the loch is, even after you go to the mikveh, you can't eat truma or meiser, or you can't eat kotrin until I have her shemesh. Until it comes night time. So you're also missing something. You're missing night time to come. And the Morat Kanakasha. Shimsha Mamela Arva. Night time comes by itself. We don't have to do anything. Mashenka, if a person touched the sheretz today, calls him on he did not go to the mikveh, he's missing this action of going into the mikveh. So he has to be afraid maybe he won't go into the mikveh. So since he didn't go into the mikveh yet, he's called a person that's not royal to bring a korban pesach. That's Ras for him. Shreti Gemara, no. Mechusa Kippurim Nami. Or Mechusa Kapara. Why does Rav say that on the eighth day of Mechusa Kippurim, a person that was a Zavah, or a man that was a Zav three times, and he has to be Torah 7 days and then bring a Korban, on his eighth day, the day he's supposed to bring a Korban, you're allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach for him. Even though we didn't bring the Korban yet. The Kuru there also is Mechusa Maisa. He didn't bring his Korban yet. Why is it good? So Gemara answers that Rav says, you could bring a korban pesach for a person that's a mechusa kippurim that he did not bring his korban yet. I he's missing an action. I tell you, the money for the kan, for the bird, for the korban he already gave, or else he has the bird in his hand already. So Teretz says he gave over either the money or the bird to the kahanim. And once the kahanim have the bird or the money, for sure the kahanim has rizimim, and they for sure will bring the korban today. That's why it's like 100% for sure his kapara will be, and therefore this person is called chazi, he's allowed to eat the korban, he's allowed to have a korban pesach made for him, because at night time he'll be roy to eat. Mashenka, a person that touched the sheretz today, calls him on, he did not go to the mikveh, he's not called a person a chazi, because he's missing a maise, he's missing the action of going into the mikveh. Shreit Gemara, Tomei sheretz nami, hare mikveh lefaneinu. What are you telling me if Tomei sheretz is missing a maise? He didn't do the mikveh, he didn't go to the mikveh, but the mikveh is right in front of you. It's just like you're telling me the korban, the bird. He has the bird in his hand. Here also, he has the mikveh in front of him. And the Gemara Dilma Pasha. No, we're afraid maybe he won't go into the mikveh. It's not enough the mikveh is in town in front of the guy. Maybe this guy is afraid to go to the mikveh, he won't go to the mikveh. Shreit Gemara Yochiv, that's the svar, you're afraid maybe he won't do it. Mechura Mechusik Kippurim Nami. Even though you tell him now the person that has to bring korban today has the animal, has the money, so what if he has the animal or the money? Dilma Pasha, maybe he'll forget till he won't bring it, till he'll be Pasheya. He'll forget to bring the korban today. How will you say that you have the korban here, so what? Just like you say the mikveh is not enough because maybe he won't go, maybe he won't bring his korban either. Now the Gemara we're talking about, Kegoyin de Masraninu Lebezdin. We're not talking about Sam, he's holding the money in his hand, or he has the korban in his hand. He already gave it over to Bezdin, the money, or the bird. When you give it over to Bezdin, Ukarav Shmaya. The Yomas, he says, Chazoka, we know for sure, Ein Bezdin Shokahanim Oimdim Mishom Ad Sheyichlu Moyeshe B'Shoifres. That the halacha was, the people used to bring the money they had to bring korban and put it in a special shofar, a special box. And that money the Kahanim knew, they had to go and buy birds, and they had to bring kabonis for the people that mechusa kapurim. Now it's a chazaka that the Kahanim never finished doing their work that day until all the money was used up to buy kabonis. So in other words, if you gave your money or your animal over to Bezdin, for sure they're going to bring the korban today. That's a chazaka that Bezdin doesn't let the Kahanim stop working until they finish bringing all the korbanos today. Mashen came for a person to go to the mikvah, there Rav says, I'm afraid, Dilma Pasha. Maybe he won't go to the mikvah. That's why I say Pasha's mashram. With the Rabbanan, he can't bring his korban. Because we're afraid maybe he won't go to the mikvah today. And if he doesn't go to the mikvah today, he doesn't become tor. He won't be able to eat the korban at night. Therefore, he can't have a korban. Said the Gemara, Ula Rav, if you want to tell me now, Rav Svara, why again, a Tomei Sheretz, someone that's at the Sheretz today, he cannot bring a korban Pesach. Is Mashma, it's only Midi Rabbanan. That means Midi Yeraisa Mechsechazi. Midi Yeraisa, you're telling me really, since the person could go to the mikvah, we consider as if he's a person that's Roy to bring a korban Pesach, and the korban could be brought for him. Because at night time, we now Mistom will go to the mikvah, and he'll be able to eat at night time. For Rabbanan the Gozbe, it's only a Rabbanan the Gesvara to say that since he's missing the Maisa going to the mikvah, we're afraid maybe he won't go to the mikvah. There's only mid the Rabbanan that he's not worried to have the korban. For the Gemara was like, Alom Arom Rav, why did Rav say before, Metamim Echad Miyem B'Sheretz? Before the Shaila was, if you have Machtza Machtza, you have 50% of the Jews are Tomei, and 50% of them are Torah. So we don't know what's the Locha. Or should we bring half of them Betum, half of them Betairi? What should we do? So Rav said a Pasha Reitzah before. Rav says, take one of the Torah Dikah people and let them touch the Sheretz. So since they touch the Sheretz right now, you learn that they're a Tomei Dikah person. So now you have Rov Klai Yisrael that's Tomei. Therefore, everybody could bring the Korban Betumah. But if you're telling me now that according to Rav, if a person touches a Sheretz, you're telling me now Midiraisi is still Torah. Midiraisi can still bring a Korban Pesach. He's called a Torah digger person, because since he could go to the mikvah, and then at night to be Torah, he's considered a person that could bring a Korban Pesach. So why does Rav help us out there and say, when you have 50-50, make one person touch the Sheretz, and then you'll have most people that are Tomei? If you're going to tell me Midiraisi is like a Torah digger person, so how does Rav say, we're talking about the Midiraisi? How does Rav give you an answer, let one person touch the Sheretz? What is that going to help you? So Moran says, Ela l'Rav avadiyav Tomei Midiraisa nami l'chozi. No, Avad the Rav Svaros even Midiraisa. A person that touched the Sheretz today, Kozman, he did not go to the mikvah, even Midiraisa, this person is Tomei now, and he's not Roy to have a korban brought for him. He's a Tomei Dika person. Why do we say this? The Yasev Rav Dashin is a Posik. The Posik says, Ish, ki yiyah Tomei l'nefesh. Whoever is Tomei l'nefesh, he can't bring a Pesach Rishon, he's pushed off to Pesach Sheni. That's the Posik that's talking about, bringing a Pesach Sheni. Now, me loyaskinan, aren't we talking about shechal shvi shaloi lias berva pesach? They were talking about a person that touched the mace 7 days ago. Now, the seventh day, that today really he goes to the mikvah today, and at night time we become Torah, still the Pasuk says he's called a Tomei mace, and he can't bring a Pesach Rishon, he's pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Hey, me loyaskinan, aren't we talking about that this person shechal shvi shaloi? It's like today, Erev Pesach, the seventh day when he touched the mace before. Lias Berav Pesach, the Hainu Tumah Sheretz. Now this has the same halacha as if somebody today touched the Sheretz. Because the person that touched the mace 7 days ago, today he goes to the mikvah, and at night time he's Torah. Still you tell him, the apostle says no, he can't have a Korban Pesach brought for him. Why not? The Yom Rachmona, Nidche, he's pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So what do you see? Since he did not go to the mikvah yet, Kozman, he did not go to the mikvah, he's not called a person that's roy to bring a Pesach Rishon, he's pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So that's Rav Svaro. Who are then, if you touch the Sheretz today, Kozman, you do not go to the mikvah, the Torah pushes you off to a Pesach Sheni. For the Marvichi Tema, Mimai Dihochi Savolo, Tvichi Tema Mimai Dihochi. How do we know this is Pshan the Pasik? Rashi says, we mighty hochi, Dilma midah sif tomel nefesh. Maybe since the Pasik is talking about only if you touch the mace. Well, like sif tomel sheretz. Torah is not talking about if you touch the sheretz. in Shmamina Tome May Shane Ruila of Kumam. Maybe that one this Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Ish Ish, Kiya Tomlo Nefesh, is only talking about someone that touched the mace, let's say only 6 days ago or 5 days ago. So now in Erev Pesach, there's no way for him to become Tomei. He has to wait a complete 7 days. Maybe that's when the Torah pushes you off to Pesach Sheni. But how do you know to say even if the seventh day is Erev Pesach, that really you could go to the mikvah today, and he could become Torah by tonight? Still he can't. How do we know that? And the Gemara, Sov Allah, Rabbi Yitzchak. I'll tell you, Rav holds like Rabbi Yitzchak. The Yomar, Tumei Meis, Mitzvah Hoyu. That this one, the Pasuk is talking about now, that the Dor HaMidbar, that the people with Tomei could not bring a Pesach Rishon, we're talking about that they took care of a Tomei Mace. There was a Mace Mitzvah. Somebody was Mace and nobody did take care of them. So a few people took care of them. Shechal Shvi Shalem Lios Berba Pesach. That's what the Yitzchak says. That the Pasuk is talking about that 7 days ago before Pesach, people took care of a Mace Mitzvah. And now on Erev Pesach, today's the seventh day, still the Torah says, Kozman, you do not go to the mikvah, you are pushed off to Pesach Sheni. What's the raya? What's the Yitzchak's raya? Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'lo yochlo lasas a Pesach b'yoymahu. Tzadiyak, b'yoymahu hu diyein yecholom lasas. Only on that day they can't do it. Avol amochlo yecholom lasas. Mashmoni today, which was the seventh day. Today they're still Tomei. Mashmodo tomorrow, that's the eighth day they're ready Tor, they could bring the Korban Pesach. So even though today is the last day of the Tumah, the Yom HaRachmona Nitchu, still the Torah says, push them off to Pesach Sheni. So kid, so this is Rav's Raya, that a Tomei Sheretz, it calls them on, you do not go to the Mikvah, just like a Tomei Mace on the seventh day, if he did not go to the Mikvah, he is not called Roy to bring Korban Pesach, the Lachm is pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Rashi says, Sobolok Rabbi Yitzchak, the Yom HaBisafri, Oysa Na Noshen Shem HaPesach Midbar, those people that came to complain to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, we are Tomei. Why Loma Nigora? Why can't we bring Korban Pesach? Why can't we bring Korban? Shoyu Tomei in the Nefesh Odem Tomei a Meis Mitzvah you. Because if Yitzchak knew those people were people that took care of a Meis Mitzvah 7 days ago. Shechal Shvi Yishlo and Erev Pesach. And what's the Raya? The Bible says, Lo Yuchol Asois HaPesach B'yimahu. Only that day and Mashmah the next day no. So it gets around holes like the Yitzchak. Right, Tanan. Our Mishnah says, Zav, a person that saw Sharoa Shteirius, he only saw 2 days in a row. His Elochrius is only Tomei for 7 days, that's all. In Shechtan Ola Bishvi, you're allowed to Shecht the Korban on his seventh day. His Lechura, my lav the Loitovu, aren't we talking about his seventh day even before he went to the mikvah? So Lechura, that's like a Tomei Sheretz, that you touched the Sheretz today, and Kozuman, you didn't go to the mikvah, that's the same case, you have Tumor on you. And still the Mishnah says, Shema Mina, Shechtan Vezerch, not Tomei Sheretz. You're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach for him. Because our Mishnah says, if a man saw Zav for 2 days, on the seventh day, he could bring the Korban Pesach. And the Gemara, lo, I'll tell you, no, there's no Raya. The Tovel. Our Mishnah is talking about on the seventh day, but he already went to the Mikvah. Once he went to the Mikvah, that's called the Tzvul Yoyim. All he's missing is just Herod Shemesh. Then he's called the person that's Roy to bring the Korban Pesach. For the Gemara, eat Tovel, if the person went to the Mikvah, my come ask him, what's the Chiddush Dem Shita? If the person, you're talking about he was a Zav for seven days ago. So he's Mamish Torah already. And he went to the mikvah today. So he's Mamish a Tful Yayim. So Pshiti Gabin Korbin. And the Gemara, Hokam Ashvalon. The Yaf Agav the Mechus Erev Shemesh. Even though right now he still can't eat Kachim. Even though he went to the mikvah, he still has to wait until it comes Tetzik Chavim. Until it comes nighttime. Kamash Mulan, the Shimshim Amel Arvo. Kamash Mulan, that's not called you missing any action. Since by itself nighttime comes, so since right now today is your seventh day, you do not see, you are knocking for the last 7 days, and today you went to the mikvah, you called the regular Tful Yom, that you could bring the Korban Pesach today, because by night time you'll be able to eat it. Moses Hochi Nami Mistavrum. This is a swear, this is what our Mishnah is also talking about. Not that he didn't go to the mikvah, but he had a riot to Rav only because he went to the mikvah. Midiktoni says, because the end of our Mishnah says, Roar Sholosh Rias. Let's say the Zav saw 3 days in a row. Then the Loch Riz, he's Tomei, he has to wait 7 Nekiyim. And on the 8th day, he has to bring a Korban. So he's not Roy to bring a Korban Pesach until the 8th day. So our Mishnah says, Shechtan Olo Bishmi. On his 8th day, even though we didn't bring a Korban Pesach yet, a Korban Kaporo, still you're allowed to bring a Korban Pesach for him. Now, Iyamit Bishleim Zav, Shirosh Terius, Shechtan Olo Bishvi, means the Tovol, that's what the first part said after when he only saw 2 days. His 7th day, he went to the mikvah. That's why he could bring Korban Pesach. Is Yitzchak. then I need the safe for the Chiddush to say that even though it's the eighth day now, since he's missing the Korban, maybe I would think he can't bring, Kamashmali could bring. Why? I would think like this. Rosh Teirius, if the Mishnah would only set the case when the person only saw 2 days in a row Zavis, then he's only tummy for 7 days. He doesn't have to bring a Korban at all. Then I would say, Bishvihu to Loi Mechusa Maisa. You know why on the seventh day, if he already went to the mikvah, you could bring a Korban Pesach for him, because he's not missing any action. Nighttime comes by itself. Avo Roh or Sholosh. But in a case where a man saw 3 days in a row, then Bishmini, even on his eighth day, I would still say maybe you can't bring a Korban Pesach for him. You know why? The Mechusa Maisa, because he's missing a tremendous action. Mechusa Kapara, I would think he's missing to bring a Korban. So Kozman, he did not bring his Korban on the eighth day, it's called the person is missing, is still Tomei, and you can't have a Korban Pesach brought for him. His Mechusa Kapara Loi, I would think it's no good Kamash Malon. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Tiyaf Agad the Mechusa Kapara. Even though this person saw Zavis for 3 days, so he has to bring a Korban on his eighth day. And the eighth day now, even though we didn't bring the Korban yet, still we say he could bring a Korban Pesach today. Because like we said before, the Kimta, he already gave his money to Bezdin, so for sure Bezdin will bring the Korban today. We consider as if the Korban was brought, he's called the person that's brought to bring a Korban Pesach. In Shechtim Zerchen Alayu. Then it's very good. But Ella, Iyamrit, if you want to tell me. No. Rosh Teirius, Bishvi, Deloy Tavo. If you want to tell me, the Mishnah goes not like Rav. The Mishnah is saying, if he saw 2 days Zavis, that he's tummy for 7 days, on his seventh day, he could bring the Korban Pesach, even if he did not go to the mikveh. That is not like Rav. That is the Tomei Sheretz, even though he didn't go to the mikveh yet, you could bring your Korban. If that's what the Mishnah says in the Reisha, what's the Chiddush in the Seifa? Rosh, Sholos, Bishmini, Lamali. What do I need the next case? That if he saw 3 days, and he has to wait now 8 days to bring the Korban, on the eighth day he can bring the Korban. Hashtu yesh leima. Maduch, I say. Rosh Neiris, he only saw 2 days. Vishvi, to Loitovel, he did not go to the mikveh yet. To Tomei Malyuhu, his closed mind, you didn't go to the mikveh, your mamish Tomei 100%. Your mamish have all dimitumer on you. Still, you tell me now, Shachtin was like, you're allowed to bring a Korban Pesach for him. Because since this person could make himself not Tomei, he could go to the mikveh. And then at night Tomei's tor, so you tell me such a big Kiddush, even though right now he's Tomei 100%. So what do I need to say for? Look, Reb Shitif, Roh Sholish Bishmini. Of course, the person saw 3 days in a row. Now he has to wait 7 Nikiyim, and then bring a Korban on the 8th day. So Pshit on the 8th day, to Tovulei Bishvi, he already went to the mikvah on the 7th day. So his Tumah now is not such a strong Tumah. The Kalishi Tumah, the Tumah is very weak, because for certain halachas, for Chulun he's not eat now. He's not Matam or anything. It's only a Chumah, the Gate to Kutchim, or Maiser he can't eat yet. So the Tumah is very small. Like Koshchein, for sure I would say on such a person that has a less degree of tumor on him, the din should be the shachtin of zakin alayu. We should be allowed to make a shchita, bring a Korban Pesach for him. Like, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? El alav, don't you have to say, shemamina, we see from here, rosh teirius, bishvi, the shachtin alayu the tovel, that the Mishnah, the Reisha says, when he saw 2 days, and therefore the seventh day we can bring a Korban, is badafka talking about we went to the mikveh already. But since he went to the mikveh, his tumor is also not so strong. So I would think only here where he's not missing an action. Mashaykin, on the eighth day when he has to bring the Korban, he's missing an action, maybe he can't bring it. Kamash, but he could bring it. So now everything comes out good. So Chura, it's a klor raya to Rav. Gemara says, lo, maybe this wouldn't be any good raya. L'yoylam, I could tell you, Eimelach, we're talking about the Loitovel. The Mishnah's talking about even on the seventh day he did not go to the mikveh yet. So the question was, Madach, of the seventh day he did not go to the mikveh, that the person right now is Mama is Tomei 100%. Still, you say he could have a Korban Pesach brought for him. So what's the chiddush of the eighth day? That he already went to the mikveh for the seventh day. So on the eighth day, the tum is not so strong, pshita. Mavi Yitzchak, no, there's a chiddush. Because Sakot Adachemino, I would have thought, Bishvi, only on the seventh day, who did be yodir l'sakin? On the seventh day, he could go to the mikveh right now, and then he'll become Torah. He could eat the Korban at night. Avo Bishmini, Mashenkin, on the eighth day, the ain't be yodir lack of Korban. I would think he himself can't bring the Korban. He has to come on to somebody else. You give the money, you give the animal to Hegdish, but somebody else has to bring the Korban. Eima posher beKahanim. Maybe I will be afraid the Kahanim will not for sure bring the Korban, and he's called the person that's Mechusa such a big Maisa, and here it should not help. Kamashlon Kedrosh Shemaya. Kamashlon, no. Like we learned before, that if you give, there's a Chazakah, that Kahanim for sure do all the Kabbonis they're supposed to. So, there's no Raya, the Mishnah is like Rav, it could be not like Rav. You don't have a clear raya. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about that he did not go to the mikvah. So the question one, what's the chiddush of the seifa? I'll tell you yes. From the Reisha, I would only say if the person is only missing going to the mikvah, that he could do by himself. That's okay. But to bring a korban, he has to come on to kahanim. Kamashma no, still that's good. Right, then the Mishnah says the azava shechtin. Azava her third day, her eighth day, you could shecht. Tony, Tona kaim midrav, Ada barava. The azava and the zava shechtin aleh b'shvi shalo. Even on the seventh day, you could also bring a korban pesach. Oh my life, at Gemara, zava b'shvi shalo michazia. How could that be? A zava nishir that saw 3 days in a row, she has to have zaynikim, and then first the eighth day she brings a korban. So the seventh day, even if she went to the mikvah today, it doesn't help her anything at night. She still can't eat the korban at night. Even if Yod, you could bring a korban for some atos the sheretz, hani mili tamei sheretz. That's only a tamei sheretz. Because even if you touch the sheretz today, good, go to the mikvah, and then at night time you're able to eat it. But this Isha that saw 3 days in a row during the 11 days, she saw Zavis, so she needed this for 3 days in a row. So Mela she has a din Zavah, that she has to have Zayin Nikiyim. And then first the eighth day she brings the korban, for ad lamocha, demasti kapar lechazia. Now the seventh day, she's not ready to eat the korban until tomorrow afternoon. So it's too late. If today is Erev Pesach, the seventh day, how could you bring a korban Pesach for? She can't eat it until tonight. Now the Gemara ain't Eima Bishmini. Now Avadi means to say that the Zavah on her eighth day, for the Gemara Pshita, then for sure it's good. Now that I might would have thought, Kivu the Mechusa Kapar Reloi, since she's missing the bringing a korban, maybe that's too long. Kamash Malon Kiddur Shemaya. Like we learned before, that when you give the money to the Kohanim, for sure they'll bring the korban. Ravina Wama Nida Tony, to Tony Kaima. He learned a Nida, not a Din Zavah, a regular Nida. The Yanida Shech Nele Bishvi, and a Nida on the seventh day, you can Shech the korban for him. For the Gemara Amalei, Nida Bishvi Michazia? No, even Isha Mediraisa Nida, she's not roaring the seventh night. Why? I feel the man the Yom HaShech Mazarek Natom HaSheret.
All right, Mr. Shomu, continue. Next tape. Here's the last Gemara again on the Tzadik Omed Beis. Ravina Omar Nida Toni Kamei. Ravina learned that he said over the loch of a Nida. What was the loch of a Nida? V'ha Nida Anisha that's a Nida Shechtin Oleho B'Shvi. On the seventh day, that she could be toivel at night time. The Shvi, on the seventh day, she could bring a have a korban pesach brought for her. Omar Leisa, yes, he asked them back. Nida b'Shvi michazi? Is it true that a nida could bring have a korban pesach brought for her on the seventh day? Afilu l'man diyom ha'sheichtin v'zorchin. Al tome sheretz, even according to man diyom, it holds not like Rav, that even though you touch the sheretz today, still you could have a korban pesach brought for you. Why the chazi l'ruta? Because you could go to the mikvah later today, and then at night time you'll be torn, you'll be able to eat from the korban. Abenido l'ruta de shvihu de tovlam. When does an isha go to the mikvah? After the 7 days, at night she goes to the mikvah first. Therefore, when can she eat from the korban? Ad shmini, she has to wait till the 8th day, till the 8th night. The of the harashim shemesh. That's the law always by kochim. You're not allowed to eat from bosa kochim until you go to the mikvah. And after the mikvah first comes harashemesh. You have to wait till the first shkia comes after you went to the mikvah. So here, if the nida goes to the mikvah the night of the seventh day, so when is the first shkia coming? First the 8th day. So she can't eat kochim until it comes the end of the 8th day. So b'zoy lechazia, she's not chazi to eat, to have a korban pesach brought for her on the seventh day. Because you can't eat from the meat at night. Elo, you have to say like this. Eima bishmini. That means a nida on her eighth day, she could have a korban pesach brought for her. For the more pshita, of course. Hashtu ma'zova, madach by a zova and isha that saw 3 times in the 11 days between the yimei nida and the next yimei nida. Timachasra kapor, the loch of the zova, she has to wait zainikim, and then on her eighth day she has to bring a korban. Still, you tell me, Sheikhtin Bezorkin Aleha Bishmini, that on her eighth day, she's allowed to have a korban pesach brought for her, even though she has to have a korban brought that day. Nida, a regular Nida, the Loi Mechasra Kapara, she does not have to have a korban brought for her. She goes to the mikvah the night of the seventh night, and the eighth day, by after Shkia, automatically she could eat. So, you have to tell me, the Sheikhtin Bezorkin Aleha, that you could, a Nida could have a korban pesach brought for her on her eighth day. And for the Gemara, Nida Yitzvichle, yes, there is some type of a Kiddush, something new we learn from the Loch of a Nida. Hokamashman, this is what it's teaching us, Bishmini In, that only on our eighth day could a Korban be brought for a Korban Pesach. Or the Bishvi Loi, that's the Kiddush, that on a seventh day, she cannot have a Korban Pesach brought for her. Kiddatanya, like we learned, Kol Chayve Tvilois, any time a person has to go to the mikvah, is Tfilosan Bayoim. Usually, you could be Tevil even by daytime. For Tome Meis Nida, for Tome Sheretz, or the Nida of Yeledes, a Nisha that's a Nida, or else after she's Yeledes, Tfilosan Balayla, they can only be Tevil by nighttime. That's the Chiddush here. The Tanya, like we learned, Yochel, I would think, Tevelis Mibayjoim, maybe an Isha that's a Nida on the seventh day, she could be Tevil by daytime. Tamalayim, the Pasik says, Shivas Yomim Tevil Nidosa. For 7 days she's tummy. We dash into Hebeni Dosa Kol Shiva. All 7 days she has a tumor on her. She can't go to the mikvah until after the 7 days at night time. For Yoledes, and after she gives birth, Yiskish Nida. We learn out from Nida. Rashi says, Der Siv ki mei Nidas Devosa Titma. So therefore that's the Chiddush here, that a Nida cannot be tabled on the seventh day, rather has to wait till the night time. Says, Ho'oinein.